This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Charles Barkley on Dan Patrick. We played that for you a couple of times here today on Jones and Keefe. Concerned for his pal, Bill Belichick, going back to their days in Cleveland. That's how far their friendship goes back. The concerns are much more recent.
Yes.
I'd say the last week or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You were playing for me in the last break, Keith. We had the Kimmel stuff the other night.
Yeah, John Mulaney's show was getting after him a little bit. So Richard Kind, yeah, you know Richard Kind is actor. He's in like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What is he on Curb? He's like Larry's cousin?
Yeah, I forget. But he is
right.
On Curb.
He's on Curb, yeah.
And so anyway, Mulaney has like a live Netflix show, and so Richard Kind's like is like Ed McMahon kind of, and so that he had like a sweatshirt with a hole in it and whatever, and then Mulaney's like, yeah, and he now has somebody. They changed the name. It was like
Houston,
Gretchen, or something like that. Yeah. She's like, she's here now, and then she was like objecting to everything and being like, I need final approval on everything, and Mulaney's like, well, this is a live show. She's like, not anymore. All his stuff is now on tape delay, and then Richard Kind has a joke where he's basically like, yeah, I mean, you know, who wouldn't give up all their friends and, like, ruin their legacy to be with somebody like this so you could sit and watch her scroll?
Watch her scroll. That's a great description of what they must do. He sits there and watches her scroll.
Rip through Instagram, like, he falls asleep. Because there are those, like, remember, this is like going back a couple months ago, there was, like, the scene of them together. Mm-hmm. There was, like, one in the airport. There's one sitting next to each other. Everybody had the exact same reaction. Like, what on earth?
I'm telling you. People said this for a while. Oh, Bill's living his best life. Bill's. I bet Bill's tired. I bet Bill is so tired being a socialite around town and riding bikes with her wherever she wants to go on Nantucket. I bet he's 73. I bet he's exhausted. He's just tired. And so Bill,
he's now getting the TMZ treatment, like leaving dinner.
Yeah.
Like when did that ever happen?
Yeah, paparazzi.
That ever happened?
Paparazzi outside the restaurant after he does the CBS Sunday morning. So we've read you his statements a couple of different times. You can check those out. We reacted to Drake May earlier today. You can hear that live on the Odyssey app, or hear what we did earlier, I should say, on the Odyssey app. Just get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to our reaction on Drake May hoping, wishing, praying that someday Joe Milton will be lucky enough to be a backup somewhere.
Fingers crossed.
And get his opportunity to do that in Dallas. We also, earlier today, Keith, before we were rudely interrupted by Drake May and his press conference, we also decided to go on the clock, as we do on Thursdays, give you a 60-second plan. And today's plan is if Bill needs out of this relationship, wants advice on how to get out of this relationship.
If he needs out?
Well, no, if he wants to.
Because this is sort of a next level.
I would give him said advice, but maybe he doesn't want that.
He probably doesn't.
His friends may want that. Charles Barkley may want that for him.
Ted Johnson the other day said that North Carolina should fire him.
Mm-hmm.
We're suggesting maybe Bill just moves on from Jordan, and then that way he can get back to, you know, football being the number one priority, which is something that he always preached for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Do your job.
Do your job.
Do your job.
Is Bill doing that?
Jordan seems to be doing a lot of jobs.
And if he wants to keep his job, maybe the way to do that would be separate from Jordan.
Perhaps.
So we had 60-second plans earlier. Keith went first last time. We can play my 60-second plan for Bill to break up with Jordan. Here's how we do it. All right, here's how Bill Belichick should break up with Jordan Hudson in just 60 seconds. You want to start small, dress poorly, which should be easy for Bill. A lot of ratty sweatshirts with holes in them, preferably from Navy. She's going to get sick of that real quick. Be gross. Burps, farts, old man smell. She's not going to like that. Act your age. Take some naps. Sedentary lifestyle. Don't go anywhere. More naps. You point out her flaws. Crazy eyes over here. She's got an expensive, extravagant lifestyle over there. Oh, and she's generally ruining the lives of your kids and your grandkids. But if all else fails, you start going a little bigger, but you got to be careful because, as Keith says, she just might be a succubus. So you tell her you're going somewhere nice. You get all gussied up. Tell your friends it's a night on the town. Make sure there are a lot of witnesses. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, even tell her to go live. film the whole thing on Instagram, make sure people are watching. Then you break the news. Boom. Sorry, we're breaking up. You pray. And if all else fails, call your guy Trump, get her deported. Political there at the end is what we're doing.
Really?
third rail is what that is.
That's it is. It's a powerful friend of his, though.
It's a powerful friend. Just get her out of the country.
I've not considered it.
All else fails and you want to get out of the relationship.
I've not considered it.
Just call your guy.
Uh-huh.
What was Keith's plan?
All right, Bill Belichick, here's how you should break up with Jordan in just 60 seconds. Now, you're in pretty deep right now, so there's going to be a lot that you need to do. One, take her to a very public place where there are a lot of witnesses. You're going to need a lot of people around when you break this news to her. You also need to, whatever you've already given her, she can keep it. She can keep all that stuff. You also need to go on the internet, find a list of people who have more money than you and men who are older than you. She very much has a type. If you convince her that you're not the oldest guy on the block, you're not the richest guy on the block, she may move on. And if that doesn't work, you reach out to Jeff Bezos. And you say, hey, Jeff, do you have another one of these Blue Origin all-woman flights that are going to go to outer space? And maybe you have one that won't return back to Earth. I know that's drastic, but this girl knows what she's doing. Jordan's a succubus. So if you can't get her the Blue Origin, you might just have to settle for $350. Give her $350. That might be enough for her to leave you alone. You can go back to just coaching football, talking about defenses and X's and O's and long snappers. So best of luck to you, Bill.
Send her to outer space. She's orbiting the Earth. I mean, she's having a good time.
I think that
there.
Would appeal to her, though. Like, listen, like, it works so well for Katy Perry. People like love that the approval rating now on Katy Perry through the roof.
Through
she's got
the
a
roof.
Lot of attention.
Gail. Katy Perry and Gail.
Bezos is very
wife.
Popular.
Yeah,
they're all
yeah.
excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so that's
you can
how
be
you
a part
it.
Of this. We need a Blue Origin 2.0.
No, it seems to me that she's very much concerned about moving women forward.
Yes.
I think that's very important to her, as you can tell with her actions.
Yeah,
I think she cares about moving women forward. And so that would be a way to do it. Go to outer space.
Something to think about.
One giant step for women everywhere.
I would agree.
And a small step for Bill.
I would agree.
And moving forward with his life.
She's been pretty quiet, though, Jordan, since...
Oh, since yesterday?
Yeah.
So, or since she posted about it on Instagram 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay, we told you about the statements earlier. Do you think we get... I want to get to her real estate holdings in a moment. Do you think we get the full tape from CBS?
I don't, unfortunately. Obviously, I would love to see it. I think everybody would love to see it. I think it'd already be out by now. Maybe they just feel like that'd be beneath them.
Well, I'm not saying... I don't think CBS will release it. Maybe I asked that poorly.
Mm.
Do you think they leak it anyway? They leak it to TMZ, and now TMZ has the full thing.
Well,
and
they're
now that
definitely efforting. Because, like, it's a... The problem is, it's like a... He said, she said in a certain way. We saw enough of the interview, though. But I guess where they could get lost in the thing, and there might not be proof of it, is some of these conversations. Like, was everything in writing about what was going to be allowed to be asked during this thing?
Well, Bill said he wrote his publisher.
All right, so...
They said they wrote the publisher.
So unless Jordan releases those emails, which I guess is not out of the realm of possibility. She already released one email. Then maybe we'll see it. I just feel like by now and all the talk that it's gotten, I feel like we would have already seen the extended cut.
I hope some of it... I don't know that we're going to get the full 35 minutes or whatever Bill said, but I hope some of it leaks.
But I would like to see how many times she interrupted, and if one of those reports was true. Like, did she interrupt football questions?
That was the claim from TMZ.
Right, but let's see that. Let's see if that part is true, because that'd be wild.
So again, Bill wants them to stick to the book. That was his big complaint.
And her
statement.
Storming off seems to be pretty confirmed, because Steve Belichick's wife even brought that up. That she stormed off. So even if you want to be on the side of, she's actually in PR. So even though they're a couple, like, she actually works for him and this is her job. It's like, well, your job isn't to stop the thing because your feelings are hurt.
The screen grab too that she put out, or the screen grab of like the video.
Yeah.
It looks like they're standing outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, maybe she stormed out of there.
Well, as I'm saying, I mean, you know, it's a set, right?
Not so talking about this.
So like, but it looks like she stormed outside. I can see grass in the picture.
Yeah.
So like, I think there's evidence they walked outside of the studio.
I guess.
She's getting talked down or maybe yelled at. Who knows what she has the video of. She's getting yelled at by a producer.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? But anyway, okay. I'm rooting for it. I think some of it's going to leak out. I don't know if we get the full video, and I don't think CBS releases it.
I hope you're right.
But did they give it to someone like TMZ? I'd bet. Meanwhile, this is from the New York Post. Are there any other updates today? I guess the stuff about Amanda Belichick that you just read. I'm sorry, not Amanda Belichick. Steve's wife.
Steve's wife. I forget her name.
No, not Bill's daughter. Steve's wife was complaining about her storming off and her lack of professionalism. I guess that's something that's come out today. But largely for them, it's been quiet today.
Yeah, yeah.
New York Post had this late last night. This is how they wrote it, Keith. I'm just reading verbatim.
Sure.
Bill Belichick's spry girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, she's a cheerleader, has amassed a New England real estate portfolio worth about $8 million, all within months of the fisherman's daughters meeting the 73-year-old ex-Patriots coach, according to property records. Hudson, 24, bought three multifamily homes across the Boston area in December 2023 for about $7.5
million. All right.
Inking millions of dollars in mortgage agreements within days, documents reviewed by Realtor.com show. Just 2 months earlier, Hudson dropped about $600K on a cottage in Harwich on the Cape, which she listed as her home address on the mortgage documents. Those hefty purchases came about 18 months after the former cheerleader and beauty pageant contestant began dating the six-time Super Bowl winning coach. So in a year and a half,
yeah,
she piled up two homes in Dorchester.
This is the definition of getting your hooks into somebody.
Two multifamily homes in Dorchester, where she's not living, I don't think.
No.
Another multifamily home in Roxbury. And the home in Harwich, okay?
Yeah, within
18 months. The couple reportedly met February 2021 when she was 20, and their relationship was first publicly revealed June 2024. Around the time, Keith, she began showing up to cheerleading practice at Bridgewater State or wherever she was.
She's a kid.
She was driving to her practice as a cheerleader in a $75,000 Porsche.
Good get.
Real nice.
Pretty nice.
I don't know if that was in her name. I don't know if that was in Bill's
name.
Who knows where she got that. But she'd roll into Bridgewater State or wherever.
Right.
Cheerleading practice in a Porsche. There's a bunch
of... She's a real entrepreneur. She knows what she's doing.
She's something. Oh, no. She knows what she's doing.
She does know what she's doing.
I am with you on that. So there's a bunch of details on the homes if you want to get into it. But basically, these look like investment properties that are going to grow for her and she'll make money off of them going forward. She's listed on all these mortgages, not him.
Yeah.
So it's her money ostensibly that he gave to her.
I don't know.
Or maybe, as you said, Keith, being the COO of Belichick Productions or whatever, maybe that's a high-paying job.
It's got to be if you can get all these homes and rent them out and everything else.
Hudson was raised in Hancock, Maine, to parents who ran a fishing business that went bankrupt for after the fishing grounds were closed in 2000.
It's like Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I Know What You Did Last Summer. I believe her dad was a fisherman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a fisherman. Fisher town.
Yeah, it was.
They were all fishermen.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
A lot of fishermen going on. Fish hooks.
So. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's where those came from. Yeah, look out for those. Her mother eventually moved to Provincetown on Cape Cod, where she manages a sex toy shop and museum.
Nice.
But was this known? I didn't know this. Was this known prior to this story?
Yes.
It was.
Not about the museum, and I didn't know where it was, but I remember somebody, so they were public almost a year ago, and somebody was doing a deep dive into Jordan, and I think...
This came up then.
Yeah, something with the parents. I think the mom did own a sex shop. I think we knew that. Yeah.
And museum.
See, that I did not. That was news to me.
What's in that museum?
Well, it's only one way to find out.
It's the smell
road trip.
What's the smell of that museum?
Get down there.
Well, sex toys.
So we, you suggested earlier maybe we could do a road show from there.
Yeah.
We got to hit the Wienerama first. We promised the Wienerama.
Employees at this sex shop fought back, even throwing sex toys at him.
Lotions and lace.
This is where the Bills fans go before they play the Patriots at Gillette.
A Santa house in front of a Sussex County sex shop.
Belichick broke up with longtime girlfriend Linda Holiday September 2023. She was 60 at the time. He and Hudson did not respond to requests for comment. Of course not.
No.
So there
first
you go.
Game for the North Carolina Tar Heels is September 1st, Monday Night Football, September 1st against TCU. So that's 4 months from now. Will Jordan be on the sideline during the game? Never thought about that, but will she be?
I mean, prior to all this, I would have said absolutely.
Like a billion people on college sidelines.
Is North Carolina like, can you just, where's the game? Did you say this?
Home, I believe.
Is North Carolina like, could you keep her in the press box
or
something like that?
She'll be the Taylor Swift. They'll keep cutting to her.
Yeah.
Oh, she won't be on the field, but she'll be up
in
the
private box.
That's a good call. I just think maybe she'd be stomping around like she was at the spring practice prior to all this. I imagine now North Carolina's like.
She's running substitution patterns.
Yeah, Bill, can she not be on the sidelines?
North Carolina had to put out a statement through North Carolina.
How would you answer her? Will she be on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill even said that interview. I don't care what other people think. So, all right. Let's see how true that is.
Okay. I've been leery about these phone. These phone calls have not gone as planned, but I trust I trust our guy Big Head Tony.
Yeah,
in
Big Head Tony can get us on track.
Big Head Tony, go ahead.
Well, I'm here. I'm hoping to meet Greg tonight for the first time. I've been listening to him since 1998. You know, but I was going to ask him to like tell me whether or not Keith's head is as big as everybody says. Okay. You know, the reason I called is because, like, if he drops Jordan, there's going to be a book coming out right after. He can't drop Jordan because she's going to just, like, do a tell-all. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perhaps.
She knows too much. So he's alluding to the fact Greg Hill morning show tomorrow.
They got a road show in Springfield.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're out and about tonight.
That's right.
I know they're going to be watching the games.
So will it be a tell-all? Does she know too much is what he's suggesting.
Well, we talked about this earlier. Linda hasn't said anything. Why do you think that is? maybe out of the kindness of her own heart, or maybe documents have been signed.
Right.
There could be something like that. And I don't think Jordan wants to lose out on any money.
No.
It doesn't seem like.
No.
So if documents are indeed signed, you don't have to be as worried about a tell-all book. So he's been listening to Greg since 1998. That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
Was that the year Jordan was born? I think I was right around when.
No, she wasn't alive then.
98?
She was not alive yet. She was born in 2001.
Oh, yeah. So not even. You're right. Yeah. Predates her birth.
I was like, people are saying Belichick for that interview is wearing a sweatshirt older than Jordan. It's true.
Okay, let's try another one of these. William's in the car. I can't tell if he wants to go on the clock or not. William in the car, hello?
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Okay, this is a very poor phone.
Yeah, it sounds like a...
He says he has an idea on how to break up with Jordan in 3 seconds.
Sounds like a robot stuck underwater.
It's probably for the best. The phone's not working.
Yeah. That's all right. We tried it. It was worth a shot.
Look, they can't all be winners, Keith.
Nope.
You know, honestly, I don't know that our plans can be topped, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the first plan went down south.
Went real poor. Went real poor.
It really did.
All right.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up. WEEI Afternoons, they come your way at 2 o'clock. I'm sure they'll have a lot of coverage of this. I will credit Ted Johnson. Initially, when Ted's like, North Carolina should fire this guy.
Everyone's like, oh, okay, Ted, okay, Ted.
And even me, I chalked it up to a degree to you know, sour grapes on some level. I'm like, I don't know if they should fire him. Now I would tell you that's not a crazy take.
No.
This is
not what they signed up for.
No.
At all.
No. Yeah. I'm starting to see where Ted was coming from on that one. So tune in at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour coming your way. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab and bag is easy because your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab, 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 grab bag. Grab, 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 grab bag. Grab, 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 grab bag. Do, 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 do.